Weekend. Mr. Sabatino.
Yes, sir.
The other day, you called me on the phone to say that you'd had a bad day.
Yes.
You had spent some time in an emergency room.
That's correct.
For an issue which is, you're apparently okay, so you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And you look healthy.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, a strapping old man.
An old man, yes.
This is exactly what we both are in many ways.
As we fade gently into that good night.
But
yes.
I know you, oh, my goodness. I know that you are a stickler for health issues.
Yes, I am.
And you always have been, I guess.
I always have been.
But and you said to me the other day, let's talk about the ways for men to simply check their health. What do you mean by that?
The simple test that men can do is paying attention to their body. Women pay far more attention to their bodies than men do. And that, it's not so much a vanity issue either. Women are taught early on in life to pay attention to their breasts, to pay attention to their development and spots and so on and so forth. Men seem to ignore all of that, okay, for lots of reasons. It goes right past them.
We're invulnerable.
Yes, we are.
Or at least we think we are.
We think we are until we wind up as I did in the emergency room. But there are some, I found this on the internet. I liked it very much because it's very simple. And I want men to, I'm going to go through this very quickly, but I want you to pay attention. The operative underlining word here is to pay attention to things on your own body. Lump in the breast is an example. Women do that regularly. Men should do it, particularly if you're overweight. You should check your breasts. If you see an extra lump there, go to the doctor. Have it checked out.
You know, let me interrupt you for a quick second because I think you're right. In fact, I know you're right. Men can get breast cancer as well as women.
And it surprises men.
People forget.
They forget. We can get breast cancer. And if you feel a lump there, particularly near your armpit, go to your doctor, have them examined, have them checked out. They'll take an x-ray and so on and so forth. You can get breast cancer. Changes in your testicles. Men, you got to check your, as we used to say in Italian, your cum zigam, okay? You got to check the area there, okay? Do it. It's important. You feel something that's not right? Because when you have to go to the bathroom to do number one, you got to hold on to it. If you're feeling something that's not right, go to your doctor and have it checked out. Your proctologist, have them check that area out as well. If you feel something, it looks not right, you got to check these things. It won't hurt you. And sometimes it's nothing because we do get growths in our body. I have them that are benign, but you have to have a check.
Well, of course. I mean, all of the mediums around the country have been saying, you know, go get a colonoscopy.
Oh,
colonoscopy after a certain age.
I've been telling my brother to try to do that now for the last 10 years.
And
he doesn't want to do it.
It's very important.
Because men are embarrassed.
I do it. You do it.
Yes, I have.
And people have done it on television. So, you know, it's very important.
Very,
to do
very important. Swelling in the lymph nodes, that's something that you discover when you have a blood checkup.
Mm-hmm.
They can discover that problem. Unexplained fever, unexplained weight loss. You lose a lot of weight real fast, gentlemen. Not because you want to look pretty. If you've done it you haven't changed your basic eating habits, there's a problem there. Have it checked out. Abdominal pain, this is an obvious one. Abdominal pain. If you have pain in your abdomens over an extended period of time, that extended period of time, by the way, is 3 days. If you have over 3 days, go to the hospital, go to your doctor, have them check it out. It could be a problem. Fatigue. If you're constantly tired and don't know why, you haven't changed your routine, have it checked out. Persistent cough, problems with swallowing, changes in your mood, changes in your attitude on things that where you get excited more often and for no reason at all. You may yell at your wife or so on, and you're feeling uncomfortable. A simple blood test can find out what may be going on, okay? If you're taking medication, make sure you take your medication regularly as prescribed, not when you, like my uncle used to do, God rest his soul, when he felt like it. Okay. It doesn't work that way because the medication can't do any good.
Well, at my age, it's like when I remember it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's true. This is true. When I left the house this morning, my wife said to me, "Have you taken your medicine?" And I said, "No, why should I do that?"
There you are.
To myself, you know, I didn't remember.
And I should listen to my own rant on this. I do forget it on occasion, and I should not. Okay, take the medication on a regular basis. If you have changes in your, a couple of more, changes in urination, worsening indigestion, which could be nothing more than gas or heparin. One of the leading causes of cancer today is cancer in the esophageal area.
Mm-hmm.
One of the leading causes of cancer is in the, because we're eating a lot of spicy foods and a lot of foods that can cause that. It irritates the esophageal lining. Have it checked out. It won't hurt you. And a simple blood test, by the way, for protein and other things, what they call a full CBC, will determine all of this. And if you get it once a year or at least twice a year, you're going to be on the good side of all of this. Those are my thoughts, gentlemen. Follow the rules. Take care of yourself. That's the most important.
Well, you know, I read something on the internet the other day from a publicist, and I'm going to book this individual to come on as a guest on Smith Sabatino at some point in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
And it was a woman who was talking about the fact that you should, on the foods that you eat, you should eat certain foods all at once. In other words, you have a plate, you got potatoes, you got meat, you got vegetables.
Right.
She was suggesting that you ought to eat the meat first because that triggers a certain enzymes that the body needs to have to digest the meat. And then in order, she talked about vegetables, then eat the potatoes, I think, were next.
Yes, and then the vegetables last.
And then the vegetables, and then you wait a while, and then you could have desserts. But she was, her thesis is that this allows your body to more assimilate all of the nutrients from various groups without having to be confused as to what to dissolve or to digest first.
Absolutely. And
I've never heard that before.
I did in Europe. In Europe, they have 6, 8, 10 courses,
yeah,
but they're all served with that in mind. That's how it started, that you eat foods in a certain order.
Well, the Italians do that, though, too, don't they?
Yes, but as it's kind of changed in my Italian families, it all gets to the table at once, and
yeah,
it's a food
but
fest.
I mean, if you're in Italy and you're dining with a family,
that's exactly how you
have your antipasta,
that's
and then
correct.
You have your pasta,
yes,
and then you have your...
And there's a reason for it.
Okay.
It's not just societal, it's medical. You digest your food better that way. And that's how they go along with it. And that's how it started in Europe, when they have all these courses. It wasn't societal or part of the dietary process. It was because you digest and you feel better. And it came from, by the way, the upper class, the people that ran Europe, the feudal system during the Middle Ages or the Dark Ages, when this is how they would eat. And it kept them living longer because they ate in this series, this order of things. Very interesting.
Well, you know, I've never heard, but how come I never heard that before? And
I don't.
And I'm well on in my years.
Well, because I lived in Europe, possibly. And I asked why am I getting this way? Other than every now and then, they'll put in something for the palate, like a... not an ice cream. I'm thinking of the word. I can't think of the...
Like a sorbet.
Thank you. A little sorbet to change the palate, the taste of your of the fruits. Other than that...
Well, it's like the Japanese with the ginger
Exactly. The sushis. But even the Japanese, there's a certain... If you notice, the Japanese, when you go to the grill thing, all that grass comes at the end. They put all that grass on your plate at the end, that big thing of grass.
Grass.
It's I don't know what
it's
they
call
it.
It's not grass.
It looks like grass.
What is wrong with you?
You get the beef first, and they give you this whole thing of grass. They plump on a plate.
No.
It's got a name for it. I don't know what they call it. It looks like grass.
Are you talking about seaweed?
Yeah, it looks
Are you talking about Noray, the seaweed concoction?
Yes, it's wonderful. I love it, but it always comes at the end. Not in the beginning.
I don't recall it coming at the end. It's either wrapped around sushi or...
Oh, I'm going to be getting emails on this one until next week.
Grass.
It looks like... But there's a method to their serving, the hibachi, to serving the various foods the way they do.
Well, hibachi in Japanese, if I'm recalling correctly,
yes,
is like robata. It's the farm... style of eating and cooking.
Yes.
Hibachi is the method of which one
when they
cooks.
Cook on the open grill.
Right.
Right.
But it's if you do that in a robata, that's farm style. I mean,
I'm shaking my head saying,
well,
I'm,
I know you are,
because we're getting
I
lost.
I have no idea where I'm going with this. All I know is that I happen to like Japanese cuisine.
I do, too. I'm not blaming them. I'm saying that. the point of all of this is.
Yes, what is it, by the way?
Because you started this. The point of all this is that there is a certain order to eating foods, and I agree. That is the healthy way to digest your food and feel better.
Okay. I have a poem.
And bring this woman on.
I have a poem on just that. I'm going to get that woman on. But
yes,
I have
please.
A poem on just that about what if. I've done this before on this program.
Yes.
And when we come back, I'm going to do it again.
Every time he says, I'm going to do it again,
all right.
I get a tingling. Do you get a tingling, Kevin? Kevin is saying
I
yes.
do, yes.
Well, this is Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith and a thought coming up shortly. Something different. Always here on Smith Sabatino, America Weekend, and you're listening on the Envision Radio Network. Please do stay with us. We are back.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.